there's a lot of focus now on the social determinants of health, the fact that it is no longer just the medical care model, but the environment in which people live, learn, play, pray, grow up. Those all factors make an impact from both poverty and education to a number of social factors, behavioral factors that impact health.
Is it important to have a voice from West Virginia at an international health conference like this? And if so, why? Why is it particularly important from here?
Well, significant. It is very, very important because, first of all, it tells people that West Virginia is playing a role in international health and international solutions for a better life. We're bringing our experts to talk about it. One of the presenters, somebody from West Virginia State University, presented the similarity, the remarkable similarities across countries, which is very similar to West Virginia as well, is the challenge of changing behavior, the lifestyles. There are, at the end of the day, a lot more similarities than our differences.
Do you think, this is something that I've wondered for a while since moving to West Virginia, are some of the health concerns that we have here, are they more akin to something that might be in a third world country than they would be in wealthier parts of the United States? Does that kind of put us in better position to understand what's going on on a world stage?
So one of the things we discussed was actually the importance of culture to health. And no matter where you live and which level of poverty or lack of less poverty that you live in, I think it's very important to understand the local culture. There's a very special emphasis on that during the conference. And I think it does help West Virginians to understand much better cultures across the globe because we have our own culture. So we saw and we really observed that we were neither talking down or talking at, but it was actually a very healthy mixture of understanding the cultures of various presenters across the globe. We had presenters from Egypt, presenters from Jordan, presenters from Canada. Obviously, the regional director of World Health Organization presented as well. So we had a number of international presenters. And we were able to, once again, cross-fertilize the ideas and cultures, but at the same time recognize that cultural understanding and respect of those cultures is critical to making any successful future steps in changing the health behaviors, ultimately impacting the causes of death.
Gupta said he was asked to be a judge for a number of competitions in which faculty across the globe presented ideas for global health solutions. One of his favorites was a way of social networking that connected people interested in physical activity, for instance, a pickup soccer game, with others in their community interested in the same activity.
I think some of the most exciting ideas were in addition to innovation in information technology and the app development and a way to communicate across the globe. I think the biggest change I saw was that this conference brought together a number of researchers from fields that were often not limited in health. It was a very nice hybrid of information technology, health, as well as understanding the future of what it's going to take us to continue to have a healthy environment with focus on climate change and a number of other contemporary factors.
Is there any takeaway that we should know, being a population here or listeners that might be hearing you talk about this international conference?
Sure. I think the most important takeaway is that we're not alone. We are a community that we're able to offer something in this conference from our researchers and our presenters, as well as a number of exchange of ideas. The other is, of course, that we expressed, and so did they, that we'd like to continue this relationship going forward. So we may be organizing such a conference here in West Virginia in the near future to be able to bring all those leaders across the world to West Virginia to have such a conference.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedum Foundation.